Hi students, Human Resources in Hospitality, Chapter 9, Performance Appraisal of Hospitality Employees. The appraisal of hospitality employees is a continuous process, may take place at any time during the career of the employee. It is necessary that performance appraisal has to be carried out at least every 6 months, so as to evaluate the performance of the staff in order to aim at the guest satisfaction. Objectives: performance appraisal is carried out by the immediate supervisor or specially trained HR personnel. In the hospitality industry, the initial appraisal is usually by the supervisor or the head of the department, and in very small organizations where the human resources development department may take charge of appraising the employees. It has a direct linkage with HRD systems as selection, training, mobility and promotions. Since the human resource development department plays a very important role in the recruitment of hospitality staff, this performance appraisal also may be handled by this department. Selection, training, mobility and promotion are those areas that usually come under the purview of appraisal. Performance appraisal is to improve the performance of every individual working in the organization, to motivate employees by showing them where they stand. A performance appraisal shows the employees exactly where he or she stands, whether they are lacking in some area, whether they are stronger in other areas, etc. Performance appraisal assists the staff to understand his strengths and weaknesses. Whatever are the strengths of the employees are projected, the weaknesses are also projected, and he is given an opportunity to improve his weaknesses. The structure of this chapter is introduction of performance appraisals, importance and objective of performance appraisal, benefits and procedures of performance appraisal, methods of performance appraisal, limitations of performance appraisal, performance appraisal interviews. In this chapter, we are going to discuss all these points in detail so that you will be well versed with the methods and procedures, the advantages, disadvantages, the limitations of performance appraisal, and lastly, the performance interview. Introduction to performance appraisal. Performance appraisal is a cyclic study or a cyclic operation that takes place in every organization. It starts with planning the appraisal. When we say planning, we should plan the time, which employees have to be appraised in which month, etc. The formats of planning, the formats of the appraisal has to be made clear. Performance appraisal is then taken into consideration after such appraisal is given to the staff, the development of the staff in that area. After the development can be done through training or attitude, behavior, conduct, grooming. Training is given in all these areas to develop the staff to meet the set goals or to meet the standards of the organization. How well he performs. Performance is very important in appraisal. It will pinpoint areas of your performance where you are lacking. Maybe you are absent quite often. So this will be reflected in your performance, in your appraisal. Assess. The staff will be assessed in the appraisal. This will help in finding out areas that where he requires improvement, where he requires training, and such training will be identified and put into process. A review is done after every appraisal, after the development training process continues. The appraisal will be reviewed. Every staff appraisal will be reviewed to see how he is performing after such an appraisal. Performance appraisal. What exactly is performance appraisal? Performance appraisal is the systematic evaluation of the individual with respect to his or her performance on the job and his or her performance for development. Potential for development. When we say the individual is evaluated, it is a systematic evaluation where he is evaluated in every area of his growth. His potentials for development. What are the areas where he required to be developed? The development areas will be his weak areas of his job. The purpose of such performance appraisal is to find out areas where he could be trained and developed. Identification of potentials. Maybe some staff may be showing a potential of working harder or more technically skilled in other areas than he is working in the department he is designated to work. Promotion decisions. If the staff shows potentials to take up more responsibilities, he will be definitely heading for promotion. Promotion decisions are taken on the basis of the identification of his potentials. Compensation administration. Compensation administration is generated on the basis of good performance. Workforce planning. Workforce planning is again an important area where the human resource development comes into play. The human resource development department will acknowledge the people of the staff who can work in other areas. So accordingly, planning or transfers to another department, promotions also can be initiated with the right performance appraisal. Validation of selection procedures. The validation of selection procedures can be updated according to the appraisal reports. Performance appraisal involves setting work standards. Every work in each department of the hospitality industry has a standard of doing it. Since the hospitality industry works on right standards, it becomes very easy to set working standards for the employees. Punctuality is one work standard which is very important. Dress code is another area where a standard is set so that the dress code is maintained. Uniform, grooming, right grooming, and other habits are also taken into control. Assessing the employee's actual performance relative to these standards. Once the standard is set, the worker or the employee should work within the standards to meet the standards in the day-to-day activities. The day-to-day functioning, the day-to-day workloads, responsibilities and duties. Providing feedback to the employee with the aim of motivating the person to eliminate performance deficiencies and to continue performance above par. This is rightfully done with a good appraisal, a non-biased appraisal. Providing a feedback to the employee. The employee has to get a feedback on what he is lacking or where he is good. This will aim at motivating the persons to eliminate performance deficiency. For example, if we find that the staff is an excellent worker, but he's always coming late to work. This area has to be tackled by giving him duty timings that will suit him so that he does not lack in punctuality and he is given an area where his deficiency is under control. And he will continue to perform above average. The five main objectives of performance appraisal: to assess management in promotion, demotion and transfer problems. The management is always faced with transfer problems, with demotion problems, with promotion problems, mainly because this industry where the staff is highly mobile. Mobility of staff takes place from organization to organization. The rate of mobility is not fixed. Very often we find that staff leave one hospitality organization to join another where the pay scales, the compensations are more, the overheads or the fixed charges are less. To improve job performance, once the appraisal report finds out the areas where the staff are weak or requires some training, this performance will be improved. To increase analytic abilities of supervisor, the supervisor who is in charge of a certain team, his ability to find out the defects or the weaknesses or the strengths of the employee has to be taken into consideration. To reveal areas where training is needed. Training may be required in different areas for different employees. Such employees will be grouped together and training will be either from an outsourced party or in-house training will be provided. To prevent grievances, appraisal report should be such that it does not give an employee a chance for grievances. That this has to be taken into consideration, the time and the mind framework of the employee and the person conducting the appraisal. Importance and objectives of performance appraisal. Feedback. One of the most important objective of performance appraisal is feedback. We get a feedback from the staff or from the supervisor or the person who is involved in conducting the appraisal report. Database. It forms a database for different activities that will be held in the organization, the different activities where staff can be trained or improve of his performance. Compensation decisions. Many organizations hold the responsibility of giving compensation to different staff at different times. This will depend on the appraisal report or the appraisal performance of every staff. Personal and training programs also are once again built according to the appraisal report in areas where the staff may require training. Promotion decisions. An appraisal report can give you areas or pinpoint persons who can take up more responsibilities, who are capable of holding higher post, who are technically qualified, or who during their course of the career educate themselves to higher educational qualifications that will be useful for the organization. Such employees can be given a promotion, or the decision to give such employees promotion will be considered. Personal development. Personal development is this area where the staff himself is developed He may be coming late or he may be absent, frequent absenteeism due to some health problems. This can be tackled by giving him medical assistance so that he may improve his health and get into the being less absent at his work. Improve supervision. Improve supervision is that area where the person, a supervisor who has several jobs to carry out with his team, works towards meeting the goals of the organization. This becomes easier when he knows the weaknesses and strengths of his team members adequately. Performance appraisal in hospitality. In hospitality, performance appraisal is a very delicate issue. First and foremost, it is time bound. This industry is time bound and every area or every function has to be carried out within the time limits. Hence, both the employee as well as the person conducting the appraisal should be free at any given point and should be in the right framework. Appropriate counseling has to be given or appreciation has to be given by the team to the team members by the supervisor or the head of the department. As you can see here, counseling may be taking place or appreciation may be taking place. Appreciation is a very small form of motivation, but it holds good when the staff has to be elevated or motivated or bring him out of a situation where he is depressed. Performance appraisal in hospitality. In hospitality, it helps in improving the quality of work by increasing mutual understanding between managers and their staff and also the employee-employer relationship. In hospitality, a performance appraisal is slightly different. Here it is becomes more friendly issue where the quality of work is increased by mutual understanding on a friendly basis unless the situation is very grave. The understanding between managers and staff is very important in the hospitality industry. The staff has to work to meet the goals of the organization. The managers have to push and see that these jobs are carried out in a technically manner and bring about guest satisfaction. Our goal in the hospitality is to bring about guest satisfaction. How we do it is important because of the set standards in the organization. Investing in human resource development and performance. Developing and reinforcing competence and performance in individuals, groups, and teams in the organization's total workforce. As I told you that the organization works on departmentation, each department works as a team. There may be several teams working in one department, but each department at the same time depends on each other. The housekeeping department depends on the engineering department. The front office department depends on the housekeeping department. The food and production department will depend on the purchase department. The service department depends on the production department, so on and so forth. Since we find that each department has several teams working within the department, we find that performance not only as an individual, but performance in a team is also very important. Now, performance management is one area where training is provided to every member of the team, so that the performance of the entire team leads to the goals and the motives of the organization. The vision mission statement of every organization has to be come into force or has to be fulfilled. Career planning is that area which involves the human resource development department to play and strengthen every staff in every area. Development is by means of training. Compensation is a means of either different types of compensations are there, maybe in rewards, in letters, appreciation letters, also compensation in different forms of holiday, leave, travel allowances, and other factors. Promotion is also one method of, one means of compensation. Promotion can be given to those staff or those employees who are par excellent, both in the workplace, in behavior, and in all other areas. Very often, separation takes place in various forms in every organization. In the hospitality industry, we find separation may be due to misconduct, that is, termination takes place. The other forms of separation are resignation, retirement, or VRS, etc. These areas can be handled by an exit interview, during which we could find out the causes of separation or the reasons for separation.